Attention wrestling fans, if you're ready to get pumped up for some great Saturday morning wrestling action, then look no further, because you're in the right place. Join all your favorite wrestlers with Dustin Five Star and Memphis Wrestling each and every Friday night at 11 p.m. And if you're not able to watch it on Friday night, you can watch the rerun version on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. only on Action News 5 Plus. Be there. We are Memphis Wrestling.
Order Popeye's new honey and lemon pepper wings now and get a 6-piece free when you spend $10 online.
Tennessee, what's going on? Yes! Oh, I know anytime Buff Daddy's in the house, something's going down. And you and I have been talking this week. What's going on, Buff?
Well, you know as good as I do, Dustin, and so does Memphis. Told Mike Anthony, I told him very clear, not to put his hands on my boy. And he did. And I'm here for that reason. One reason, though, but before I get into that, I want to do something. I want to bring out Team Wrestle Center.
Oh, the Memphis Trios Tournament finalists who did not get to compete in their match last week. Buff Daddy's calling out Team Wrestle Center right here, right now.
Look, motivated by greatness. See, I was born to make it. I get in here and I train to win to spark my ambition.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Derek the King and Ray Sanders. And you notice they do not have Mackenzie Morgan with them. We saw the footage just a moment ago. She is out of action.
I know you guys are down a member, man. That's a big deal. And as a coach, you know that. You know, you've coached a lot of these guys. These guys look up to you tremendously. But I also know one guy that's really hungry in this group, man. He's hungry and he's got the eye of the tiger, bro. And Buff Daddy's seen that. He's seen it come from a real small age to being a big, big man. And his name is Big John Doe. He's ready for this, Derek. I feel it in my heart, and I feel it in my soul, brother. I'm telling you, if you'll sign off on this, he can, and will be your third partner.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Big John Dawson. Now, we know that Big John Dalton is ready for the task. If anybody knows, it's Derek the King, first and foremost. What you're saying right here, right now, is that Big John Dalton should fill in for Mackenzie Morgan on Team Wrestle Center? Is that what I'm hearing, Buff Daddy?
Hey, let's hear it right here. What do you think, Memphis? I say it's a go, brother. I'm telling you right now, look at my man right here. He's ready. He's right. And the reason he's right is because you made him right. I've seen that happen. I've seen him grow. And I know right here, he can prove right now, right here in front of Memphis Wrestling, that he's ready to prove you and everybody else right. And he's the man for your job right there. He's hungry. He's got the eye of the tiger, brother.
Man, we've got Buff Daddy Bagwell, the legend himself. He's laid it all out on the line on behalf of his protege, his friend, Big John Dalton, your trainee, Ray Ray, DK, Memphis. What do you think? That match is happening in today's main event.
You know, it's hard to get Buff the stuff here. I will tell you that. That's very hard to do. But let me just say, I've wrestled Big John Dalton, and trust me, if there's anybody ready, it's you. So today, I'll give you that pleasure. You will be the third member today.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's main event, it looks like it's official. Memphis Trios Tournament Finals. The Nightmare Posse, Memphis Muscle and K-Tumor, and Team Wrestle Center, Ray Sanders, Derek the King, and Big John Dalton. One last question, Buff Daddy. Who's going to be in their corner today?
Let's just say it's going to be Buff, and I'm going to show you I got the stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, main event today. Stay with us.
You're helping her study for a geography test.
When a burger with steak, butter, and bacon sounds like the best, she's about to find out you can't read a map. Hey, Sonic Steak Butter Bacon Cheeseburger.
Sonic, is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Furiosa! We've come too far!
Thank you.
17th, Moose is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Is your dream to become a professional wrestler or sports entertainer? Let's make that dream a reality. Train with the best at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center. Enrolling now at WrestleCenter901.com.
Welcome back to Ringside, and we've been talking about it. We have a brand new Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion, and he's still training here at the Wrestle Center as well.
Yeah, it's something I never thought we'd see the day that this would happen. That's not a bad thing, but Tim Bosby is the new Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion.
We caught up with him a little earlier this week. Check it out.
Hello, wrestling fans. It's me, Tim Bosby, your Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion. And if my memory serves me correct, I told you I was going to win this championship. What did I do? I beat Zay Washington. And I beat him to become the youngest competitor in the history of Memphis Wrestling to ever win a championship at the free age of 18. And I added another accolade to my already impressive resume. But ever since my victory, I've been asked the same question over and over again. Tim, why didn't you help out today? Well, the answer to that question is quite simple. It's not my business. See, if those two want to kill each other, that's fine. I'm focused on this championship and winning more championships in Memphis Wrestling because it's only up from here for me. You know why? It's because I'm second to none.
The following bout is set for one fall with a 20-minute time limit, making his way to the ring from Newport, Arkansas, weighing in at 210 pounds, the best of the best, Austin Lane!
The best of the best made his return to Memphis Wrestling last week. Not from injury, not because Matt or Big Jack put him out, but simply because he was coaching football in Newport, Arkansas. Heck of a team out there. And today, he's in action.
And introducing next, his opponent, accompanied by Matt Williams from Marietta, Arkansas, weighing in at 260 pounds, Big Jack!
Big Jack looks like he's ready for a fight. That's his standard look as well, folks. And also, Matt Williams looking like he's inviting himself to the broadcast position. Yeah, we don't have a seat for you here. Looks like he just waved us off.
I'm really expecting a guest here.
Yeah, no, sorry, folks. Big Jack versus Austin Lane about to happen inside the squared circle. And meanwhile, looks like Matt Williams has pulled up his own chair and is going to join us for commentary here.
Thanks for having me, Dustin. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having you. We didn't invite you.
Oh, I got an invite.
Oh, by the way, where's your money man at?
Money? What do you mean money man? I am the money man.
Oh, okay.
Well, I am the money man.
Well, sit back and enjoy this matchup. We've got, I am Dustin Starr alongside with Terrence Ward, and it looks like Matt Williams is here to join us. This is Austin Lane's former best friend, turncoat, if you will, and also paid Big Jack to jump and attack Austin when you couldn't get the job done.
Hey, look, I'm between you guys. Can be easy, man.
Well, you tell him too, Terrence.
Well, I've known Matt long enough to know I'm not going to poke the bear while sitting next to him.
Collar and elbow
Terrence, you look very dapper today.
Thank you.
Dustin, I would rate you about 2 stars today.
Action inside the squared circle. Austin Lane with another big knee to Big Jack. So what happens if Austin Lane pins your big boy here today, Matt?
I'm not worried about that. Big Jack is a future Memphis Heritage champion.
I mean, that very well could be true, but it's yet to be seen, Matt.
He's got the talent, he's got the size, and he's got the ability. And when he takes Austin Lane out, and my money is well spent, he's on the fast track to success.
How much money have you spent so far trying to take Austin Lane down? That's what we want to know.
It's inconsequential. I have plenty of money.
That's the voice of Matt Williams, a man with no ethics or morals, as his big man, Big Jack, in the ring is having trouble with the best. best of the best, Austin Lane. Just like Matt had trouble with the best of the best, but one count only for Big Jack there.
That was a quick kick out. Big Jack's going to have to dig deep for this one. Austin Lane is a veteran of the squared circle. He knows this business. He knows a lot of the folks in this business from our area because he's helped train some of them. And Big Jack doesn't really know all the tricks.
Oh, oh, you see that? You see that?
Big Jack is right.
Oh, honey, well spent.
Austin Lane into the buckle lands on his head.
That's the second
time. Oh, that looks like the Newport Grey Pups in the championship
game.
That's
enough, Matt. There's the count. Two. Almost picked up the victory there. Austin has to be hurt.
That was a very weak kick out. This is the second time he's landed on that neck. First the knee, now the turnbuckle. Austin Lane's future in this match is not looking too bright.
Looks like Big Jack says that's it as he looks out to Matt Williams over here at the desk, who apparently is paying Big Jack for his services. And I would imagine that it includes this matchup.
Oh, yes. It does include this matchup. I want Austin Lane taken out. Here's the thing.
You feel good
Austin
about
Lane's, this? Yes, I feel good about this. Austin Lane is off. He is only worried about himself.
Only
That's the
this.
Only thing he worries about.
Big Jack might be worried about getting choked out.
No, he ain't. Look at him. He's pulling Austin Lane's arms off of him.
Look
and I'm not
shoulders.
Taking anything away from Austin. Austin is a very talented wrestler. He is one of the best. He is not the best of the best because I'm better than the best of the best.
Well, we heard it last week. Austin Lane went undefeated for an entire year and won the Grind City Rumble. And went on to our anniversary spectacular in the main event.
And since he turned his back on me, since he turned his back on me and stole my spotlight, he's lost to Van Vicious. He's lost to Bret Michaels.
But it's not because of you.
It's because when you're not a good person, bad things start happening to you.
Now, I got to jump in here for a second. What dictates who a good person is? Austin Lane has always been the consummate professional here in Memphis Wrestling. No matter who likes him or not, he's always been a respectable guy.
He said it last week, and I'll echo it this week. He does a lot in the community with football out in his hometown. Oh, Newport, here we go.
Oh,
I saw that coming from a mile away. Big Jack, absolutely.
He might get a bonus for that.
Austin Lane in that corner. And what's coming up next?
Oh,
big shot right to the face. This might be it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's $5. That's another $5. That's another $5.
Are these bonuses here?
All bonuses.
How much money do you have?
Oh,
backbreaker. I have a massive contract with Memphis Wrestling.
What a shot! All thanks to Austin Lane. There's the cover. One, two, and a kick out.
Oh,
pick
no.
him up.
Bring him out here.
Oh,
bring
no,
him out here.
Bitch.
I want to watch it out here.
We have to step away for a quick commercial break. Don't you dare go away.
There's nothing quite like Memphis Wrestling Live. Join us for episode 100 on Saturday, December 17th at the Wrestle Center. Impact Wrestling superstar Moose is coming to Memphis Wrestling for the Grind City Rumble. Plus, the Gun Show goes one-on-one with Mike Anthony. Sunday, January 15th is our first live event of 2023, and you don't want to miss it. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Comics, comics, kapow comics! It's the place for comic books, retro games, classic memorabilia, and more. Kapow Comics, 501-834-5769. Are you looking for a fun, interactive, action-packed way to raise money for your school fundraiser, special event, or nonprofit? Tag team with Memphis Wrestling. Call now at 901-729-6353. Promotional consideration is paid for by the following.
I want up close. I paid for this, and I want to see it.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. You hear Matt Williams running his mouth. Throw him out here. as Big Jack continues to have his way during the commercial break.
Hi, Austin.
Now we're getting a little closer to the desk here. A little too close for comfort, if you ask me, Terrence.
Laugh. Absolutely disgusting. Come on, man. There has to be at some point. I know it's personal. I know you and Austin have your history, and it's been a bad history.
Oh, my gosh.
There has to be
shots.
Enough.
Shots right to the side of the face.
When Austin Lane is finished with professional wrestling, it'll be over. And that might be today.
I hope not. I certainly hope not.
Absolutely punishing Austin Lane, the best of the best. And we've seen him overcome quite a bit. But can he overcome this?
Well, here's the veteran experience also. Big Jack, not taking anything away from him. He's been in the wrestling business for quite a while. Breaking that count, stepping back out.
I love
referee
it.
Has to start over again.
You see what he's pointing at the post? You know what I think is going to happen? I think Austin Lane's face is about to kiss that post. Terrence, I'm excited. Are you excited?
I don't know, man. I'm very worried. I wouldn't want to do this to my worst enemy.
Hi, Austin. You
Wave
look great.
Austin.
You're looking great. Anything you want to say to the people? No? Night-night.
Big Jack says he can't even talk as he continues to pound away at the best of the best on the floor. And, of course, David Knight, our referee, does not want this to end in a countout, but might have no choice.
God. Oh, wait a minute.
Nice reversal. From Austin Lane!
When the face meets the steel wins every single time.
Wait a second. Matt Williams putting his headset down and heading over to help Big Jack, even if it's for emotional support.
As long as he doesn't get involved.
Watch out! Austin dives! Takes down Matt Williams! Can Austin fight back?
Matt Williams.
Austin might want to pay attention inside the ring, although he was stalking Matt Williams.
Matt's got a chair. I don't know if you see this.
Oh, what a shot from Big Jack. Just mows down Austin Lane. You can see Matt Williams sitting over here with his steel chair after eating the concrete floor courtesy of Austin Lane. And what's Big Jack doing here?
He's taking off the knee pad. Now, I'm no surgeon, I'm no doctor, but that can't be good for your knee. I mean, I know it's not good for your opponent's face.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, those knee pads are to protect Big Jack's knees, not necessarily his opponent. When you pull it down,
wait a second. Is this the STF?
STF here, and what's Matt doing?
Oh, come on.
Matt trying to get in the ring.
And look at this, Big Jack is tapping.
Tapped out, that should be it. This match should be over, ladies and gentlemen, but instead it's not. David Knight needs to get that chair out of the ring. Oh, no.
Despicable. Absolutely.
Kick from behind and a knee right to the face. Not like that.
Here is your winner, Big Jack!
Big Jack picks up the victory all because of Matt Williams. Let's take a look back at the instant replay presented by Kung Pow Comics. Check them out, Kung Pow Comics in Sherwood, Arkansas. That's 501-834-5769. Kung Pow Comics.
What is it? Look at this.
Back to the action inside the squared circle.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Dustin.
Yeah,
but
look at this.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
We haven't seen this guy in a long, long time.
Is that who I think it is?
That's Brother Bruce. He's back, and it looks like he's going to join in on the fun. Now we've got 3-on-1.
Come on, guys. This is enough.
Looks
You've
like
made your point.
Matt Williams has the whole crew back together. Pay off here with Matt Williams.
What's Bruce doing?
Bruce is...
I don't know if something's wrong or... Looks like Bruce has other ideas. Oh! Big shot on Matt Williams!
Go! I can't believe it!
These guys are like brothers as well. Big Jack says that's not the plan. So you're my brother, but he's not. Are we gonna see these guys? Yes!
No!
Brother Bruce!
This is the second family feud we've seen here.
Attacks Big Jack! And Matt Williams helps him get out of there! Fans, Austin Lane has found an ally, but we have no idea why. Fans, don't go away. The action will continue. It might continue right here, right now. Fans, more action on the other side. Stay with us. Welcome back to the desk. There has been all sorts of craziness in the last couple of weeks here in Memphis Wrestling, but something really cool happened at the top of the program, and we want to show you again, all presented by our friends at Memphis Zoo, where you can go to Zoo Lights from now until January 1st. Top of the program was off the hook.
Yeah, it was definitely the stuff memories are made of. See what it did there?
Oh,
yeah. It was incredible. Take a look at this buff of a video.
Captain, ever since you discovered Zesty hidden Valley Ranch, you never stay in character anymore.
You know we're not actually pirates, right?
Of course we...
You and I have been talking this week. What's going on, Buff?
Well, you know as good as I do, Dustin, and so does Memphis. Told Mike Anthony, I told him very clear, not to put his hands on my boy. And he did. And I'm here for that reason. One reason, though, but... Before I get into that, I want to do something. I want to bring out Team Wrestle Center. Now, you guys are down a member, man, and that's a big deal. And as a coach, you know that. You know, you've coached a lot of these guys. These guys look up to you tremendously. But I also know one guy that's really hungry in this group, man. He's hungry, and he's got the eye of the tiger, bro. And Bug Daddy's seen that. He's seen it come from a real small age to being a big, big man. And his name... is Big John Dalton.
Now we know that Big John Dalton is ready for the task. If anybody knows, it's Derek the King first and foremost. But what you're saying right here, right now, is that Big John Dalton should fill in for Mackenzie Morgan on Team Wrestle Center? Is that...
You know, it's hard to get buffed the stuff here. I will tell you that. That's very hard to do. But let me just say, I've wrestled Big John Dalton. And trust me, if there's anybody ready, it's you. So today, I'll give you that pleasure. You will be the third member today.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's main event, it looks like it's official.
Memphis Trios Tournament. Three on three. These other teams, they've had it handed to them. They've never had to claw, scratch, and hunt.
Soul. Do whatever it takes. Two-time trio champion. I will be. Actually, I don't care about the trios tournament. Brett! A whole year later, and here we go. The only difference is I'm the champ, and you're not. Loved by two. Hated by many, dared by none, the Nightmare Posse will be respected by all.
You're helping her study for a geography test.
When a burger with steak, butter, and bacon sounds like the best, she's about to find out you can't read a map. Sonic.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-
Thank you. doubt drawn by the siren scents of Native hair care.
Clean, effective hair care that leaves your locks moisturized, full, and...
Tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Jennifer Justice alongside Martin. Once again, the duo makes their way to the ring, and this time, it's for Jennifer Justice in singles competition.
And introducing next, her opponent, from the land of your dreams, she is the goddess of the night, Nyx!
Nyx, one of my favorite wrestlers in the women's division, also good friends with Mackenzie Morgan, who we want to send a shout out to. Get well soon, Mackenzie Morgan. Don't worry, the team will hold it down right here today in the main event. But right now, Nyx about to hold it down against Jennifer Justice.
Maybe Nyx can take out some of the frustration of the attack of her friend, Mackenzie Morgan, in this match against Jennifer Justice. But Martin is in her corner. This could possibly play out a different way. Nyx is going to have to keep some eyes in the back of her head.
Oh, I don't like the looks of this. 2-on-1, even though Martin's not supposed to be in this matchup, he is at ringside, and we all know Martin, Precious, whatever you want to call him, it's the same dirty tactics. And I would assume we're going to see the same here today, as he already takes the crown of Nyx. Not sure why, but anything to serve as a distraction.
Oh, good God.
Fans, I don't even want to tell you what Martin just did with that crown, but action is on inside the ring after the bell. Nyx takes down Jennifer Justice.
Some good classic wrestling moves.
Nyx has had a lot of success here at Memphis Wrestling, and I know that she's looking forward to getting an opportunity at the Memphis Wrestling Women's Championship, which is held by another friend of hers in Cassandra Golden, who we saw in tag team action last week on the program.
Yeah, Nyx is a top contender, but picture this. Jennifer Justice beats Nyx here today. It could potentially bring her up on that list of those vying for that Memphis Wrestling Women's title.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Second, and Martin had just hit Nyx in the back, and it looked like he used the crown as a weapon.
Oh,
Jennifer Justice, 1, 2, trying to capitalize here.
Microphone ready for that one.
Terrence was ready to ring the bell here. Now we've got Jennifer Justice choking, blatant choke on Nyx. Referee going to disqualify her at the count of 5. And behind the referee's back, this is taking place. Martin, how dare you? Oh, he throws his hands up. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know how she can have a last name of Justice, because there's no justice in what's going on right now.
Jennifer Justice, following in the footsteps of Martin, continuing to choke. Nyx in that corner now has her on the ropes. Nyx can't get away.
Look at the face of Jennifer Justice. I think her elevator doesn't go to the top.
Yeah, and I think Martin has a big role in this. We've seen Jennifer Justice through the last several weeks, but we've seen a meaner side of Jennifer Justice ever since she's been hanging with Martin. Oh, and rubbing her face right into the canvas in the center of the ring, right on the Carl Anthony logo. And fans, that is canvas. Okay, that's not a bed sheet. That's not anything soft. That is a canvas. It will literally rub your skin off of your face.
That's why a lot of times when you see somebody that's taking an impact in the squared circle, they're red on their back or their leg or their knee, because it's taking that layer of skin off.
Assault continues. Want to remind you, we have a huge main event coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. The Nightmare Posse versus Team Wrestle Center versus Memphis Muscle with Kay Toomer. It's a triple threat trios match in the finals of our Memphis Trios Tournament. That's taking place next. Look at Martin with a slap to the face on Nyx.
I hate to say this, but I don't even know if I want to say it. I miss the old Martin.
I don't think I miss any Martin. I'd rather see Precious than this Martin.
That's what I was going for. I didn't want to step on any toes
there. I mean, at least you could laugh at Precious.
Exactly.
There's a chin lock very close to a choke lock, if you ask me.
I mean, Jennifer Justice
Even though I don't care for her tactics, and I know you don't either, she's not doing too bad of a job here.
But when you're in a match like this, this could absolutely be a contendership match. It's one-on-one, women's division. Jennifer Justice.
Ooh.
Nyx. Oh! Pulled down by the hair on her head. And a cover. One, two. Another kick out, and Jennifer Justice just shrieks at the referee.
She was not happy about that two count.
Fans are chanting two as Martin and Jennifer Justice argue about it. What a shot. Big forearm, and here comes Nyx.
Firing back.
Might have woke up the goddess of the night. She continues to fight back.
Looks like Nyx has the upper hand. Got her against the ropes. Thought she was going to go for an Irish whip, but...
Big suplex instead. Both women are down. There's the cover. One, two. And another kick out from Jennifer Justice. Martin relieved after that kick out. Referee reiterates it was only a two count, not a three. Jennifer Justice fighting back here after being picked up by a handful of hair. Jennifer Justice says, I'm ready.
Uh-oh.
Martin had his back to the action. Actually trips his own partner. Good job there, Martin. Meanwhile, big DDT in the center of the ring. One, two, three. We've got a winner. Wow.
Here is your winner, Nyx.
The goddess of the night. Nyx picks up the big singles victory here in the women's division. Don't turn your back on Martin.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Come
on. Her in the back.
Wait a second.
Here comes the women's champion.
In the golden hour, the golden one is here in the defense of Nyx.
Martin seems to be protecting Jennifer Justice. Fans are chanting, whoop that trick. They're going to want to see more, and they're going to get it on the other side. Our main event is coming up next.
There's nothing quite like Memphis Wrestling Live. Join us for episode 100 on Saturday, December 17th at the Wrestle Center. Impact Wrestling superstar Moose is coming to Memphis Wrestling for the Grind City Rumble. Plus, the Gun Show goes one-on-one with Mike Anthony. Sunday, January 15th is our first live event of 2023, and you don't want to miss it. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. It's time for the Southern Roofing and Renovations Slam of the Week. Oh, wait a second. Need help? Call Anthony at 901-672-1292.
Back to Memphis Wrestling, and joining me for today's main event, the finals in the Memphis Trios Tournament, is world champion himself, the Memphis wrestling legend, King Cobra.
All right. Hey, I'm sure just like everybody else out here, we're all excited about this big match that's coming up. But hey, you know what my money is on. My money is on the wrestling. So.
That's right, King Cobra training here at the Wrestle Center. You got the team ready?
The team's ready.
Here we go. It's bell time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gun Show. Memphis Muscle. That's the Gun Show. Brett Michaels and Big Swole Justin Cole, former Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champions. And they've got a tag team partner here today. He says he's waiting on one more. We all know who that is.
Okay, it's three, one, two, one, four, let's go. So jump one, why you want to make step one? I'm a step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one,
step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one, step one,
No wonder Brett's feeling all his emotions today.
Memphis Muscle and King Tumor are combined as their trios team here. Last week, we were supposed to get this main event, but Mackenzie Morgan was attacked backstage. The match was postponed until today, and the Team Wrestle Center had a new partner. And here comes Team Wrestle Center. Ray Sanders, Derek the King, and Big John Dalton. I gotta dab it up, guys. Yes, Cobra as well. We're supposed to be impartial, unbiased, but in this situation, 100% cheering for Team Wrestle Center to pull off one of the biggest upsets in Memphis wrestling history. Big John Dalton added to the match by his good friend, Boss Daddy Bagwell. Came out at the beginning of the program and asked the blessing of Derek King and Amos Green.
I'm glad it was granted, but then let me tell you one thing. The veterans got to wait, but determination, skill, Team Wrestling Center got it going on.
Well, each of those teams inside the squared circle are going to have to deal with three of the baddest men to ever step foot in Memphis Wrestling. And there's two of them right there. The Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champions. The Posse. And we all know, and you know all too well, their tag team partner is. He is the Memphis Heritage Champion. He is the genetic nightmare. And he may have lost his mind already. It's Mike Anthony. This is a triple threat Memphis Trios Championship match. What, Mike?
Action
is in the ring as he rubs the championship belt into the face of the man that he attacked and fought the last time Buff Bagwell was here. And you know what? Right here now, I want to thank you for standing up against Mike Anthony in that situation a couple of months back. Let me just get that out there.
Mike, I was saying who has the gold make the rule, but that's not necessarily true in this case right here.
Not in this case here today. This is a triple threat trios match. And wait a second. Hold on just a second, fans.
Let's just say it's going to be Buff. And
check
I'm going
out
to show
who's
you
out here. Buff Daddy Bagwell says he's going to be ringside, and here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to ringside, Buff the Stuff Bagwell!
NWO style, Buff Daddy Bagwell's here to watch the back of Team Wrestle Center and his good buddy, Big John Dalton. Now remember, fans, the Memphis Trios Championship is on the line. And King Cobra, if anybody's asking what a Memphis Trios match is, it's a six-man tag team match. Only in this case, it is a nine-person tag team match because we have three teams of three. One pinfall gets the victory and becomes Memphis Trios champion. This is an annual event. We do it each and every year. And Mike Anthony stated just a couple weeks back that he won the Trios titles on his own last year, and that's almost true. Literally almost true. And this year he can make it back to back. All right, Cobra. I've got to ask, how difficult is a six-person tag team match, much less a nine-person tag team match?
That's at the top of the food chain. You got all these guys out here, and you can tag anybody, but does anybody want to tag you?
No. If you don't have a participant in the ring, then you don't have an opportunity to win. Very interesting strategy going into this contest, and we've got Derek King starting out with Mr. Chris of the Posse. So that means all three members of Memphis Muscle and K-Tumor, Shaw Nuff Boom, if you will, they're not in the ring. They don't have an opportunity to win, so they must get a tag. All right, fans, about to start this contest up officially, and here we go. Collar and elbow tie-up is Mr. Chris, along with Derek the King, trainer.
here at the Wrestle Center, along with my buddy here, King Cobra, joining me here at the desk. Big shoulder tackle, down goes Mr. Chris.
But the strategy of the thing is you should tag a person from the other team to get them worn down so that your team wants to have a chance to win.
That is true. However, if that person gets pinned, the match is over. So it is very risky not having a member of the team in the ring. And fans, we have one last commercial break. Memphis Trios Tournament finale right here with Buff Daddy Bagwell. Ray Sanders tagged in. Fans, we'll stay with it as long as we can. Stay with us.
There's nothing quite like Memphis Wrestling live. Join us for episode 100 on Saturday, December 17th at the Wrestle Center. Impact Wrestling superstar Moose is coming to Memphis Wrestling for the Grind City Rumble. Plus, the Gun Show goes one-on-one with Mike Anthony. Sunday, January 15th is our first live event of...
Work goes smoothly when you know the right steps. With Asana, you can coordinate tasks across teams and stay on track, so your team can spend more time celebrating wins. Try it for free at asana.com.
...of 2023, and you don't want to miss it. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Next Saturday, December 17th, Moose is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Big John Dalton was tagged in, but then attacked. Now Big John Dalton, who did have a waiver signed. We have seen him in action against his coach, Derek King, but I don't know if he's ready for a situation quite like this.
Experience-wise, no, but John Dalton is a smart kid. He's a big guy. He's strong. And he know what the possibilities are.
And he's also in trouble here as Simon is wearing out Big John Dalton behind the referee's back. Definitely a long history, as Buff Daddy mentioned earlier, with Mike Anthony and Big John Dalton. Now, here we go. This could get interesting. Buff Daddy feels like Big John Dalton is ready to fight his bully, Mike Anthony. Look at that. Threw his T-shirt right in the Gun Show's face and runs off.
Yeah, that was underhanded strategy that he's doing.
Mike Anthony attacking everybody. DK wants no part of it. Really using the experience here, turning the refs back to the illegal tactics behind him. Look at this. We've got a Kate Toomer stare down with Mike Anthony now. Mike just beat up Big John Dalton at this point. Big shots right to the face. Big John Dalton needs to cover up. He's going to not get knocked clean out. And now, harassing Buff Bagwell.
I don't think you want to do too much of that. Even though Buff is not 100% ready to get back in the ring, he will get back in the ring.
Oh, he will. You know how they say, sometimes your heart is bigger than your brain, and I mean that with all due respect. Buff Daddy will get in there with one leg if he has to, and we have told him that he does not need to. But Big John Dalton, his longtime friend, since a very young age, is absolutely taking a whooping in this match. This is just a mugging, Cobra. It's kind of uncomfortable to watch, to be honest with you. Oh my gosh, what a double team move by the Posse. How much more can Big John Dalton take?
John's a tough kid. But again, these are professional wrestlers. They know all the tricks in the book.
And they're using each and every one of them, Cobra. Until now, big backdrop from Big John Dalton. Dalton comes alive just for a moment. Buff Daddy getting the people behind John Dalton. He desperately needs to make a tag, and look at this tag team work from the posse. Simon pulling Mr. Chris, who's pulling Big John Dalton, and here comes Mike Anthony once again. Handful of hair yanks Big John Dalton to his feet. A Buff Daddy pose. Big John Dalton caught Mike Anthony. Big slam! Oh my goodness! Both men are down. Memphis Trios Finals. Who's going to make the tag? Who's going to get the tag? Here comes Simon. I don't think he's legal. Here comes Derek. Here comes Ray Ray after the tag team champions. That's a match I'd love to see. Big shot from the Gun Show. Oh, Cobra, the wheels have fallen off. There's action all over the ringside area.
It's hard to say who's the legal guy in the ring right now.
I hope referee David Knight knows, as Lil Chris goes airborne across the ring. Setting up for the Gun Show lariat. Gun Show has him in his sights. Oh my goodness, what a kick from Mike Anthony. Intercepting the Gun Show lariat. Wait a second, watch this, Cobra. There's fighting on the floor, but inside the ring, the 387-pound Kay Toomer stalking the Memphis Heritage champion. Turn around, Mike. You're face to face with the master of Fat Jitsu. He just slapped Kate Toomer. Big Enziguri staggers Toomer. What a roundhouse kick!
Boy, it caught him right across the chin.
Mr. Chris gets involved here. Might have been a big mistake as he takes a swipe at Kate Toomer. Oh my goodness, Toomer over the top rope. Behind you, Big John Dalton sends Mr. Chris. Oh, wait a second. Big German suplex. Meanwhile, Ray Sanders is on the top rope. There's action everywhere. Oh my goodness. Swanton off the top rope to the floor. That leaves Big John Dalton with Mike Anthony in the ring. Mike Anthony seems to be calling out Buff Bagwell.
I don't think you want to do that.
Oh my goodness! Buff just laid out Mike Anthony with a crutch. The people are telling John Dalton to make the cover. No referee. Ref didn't see it.
Right.
He covers him. One. Oh my goodness!
Ain't no stopping my hustle. it, it ain't no blocking my shine. This energy I bring, it can't be taught or duplicated. I'm a future Hall of Famer in the making. The game is mine for the taking.